Phoneboy Speaks, episode 108, Late to the Xbox Party.
So my kids got an Xbox, which means I got an Xbox. They actually split their money up and went and bought a used Xbox at GameStop. But that means I now have this device that I've never used before and has all these wonderful services and all these different things I have to do parental controls on. At least Microsoft has decent parental controls, but I've tripped over them several times in the course of using this device. But I have a couple of complaints about the Xbox. First of all, the one I've got is really loud, and maybe they've changed this at some point, but the white Xboxes, the fans noise is really loud, and I think it also, one of them whines a little bit too much, and so anyway, that's one thing. But also, the trying to understand why you want an Xbox Live Gold account, what benefits you get from an Xbox Live Gold account, and the fact that pretty much anything that you do that's not a disc game involves Xbox Live. And if you want to do multiplayer or anything, yeah, you have to have an Xbox Live Gold account. And the challenge with it is that so there are, I guess, different profiles on the Xbox Live for each person that might want to use it. But the Xbox Live membership is only tied to one account. And so only that account can use those online services, can do the multiplayer games. And then also, we're talking about buying content, right? Is that the rules for buying content are a little interesting. You have to have one, I guess on the first console they're downloaded on, everybody can play it. And then the person that bought it can play it on any console if they sign into Xbox Live. So it's, that is another assorted challenge with that, I guess, is that, so it's trying to understand those rules. And, you know, when the kids buy content, so that they can use it on Xbox Live and everything, you almost have to have a shared account unless you want to buy an Xbox Live account for each kid, which, yeah, Microsoft had a solution for that. It was called the Xbox Live Gold Family Pack. They discontinued it. And you could have gotten four accounts for $100, which, okay, that might have actually been okay, but now they got rid of it, and so now you have to spend $50 or $60 a year to get an Xbox Live Gold membership. That just seems kind of silly. So, I don't know. Microsoft, I'm not real thrilled with the money grubbing that goes on with the online stuff. I guess Xbox in general was losing money, so I guess you have to, charge and try to make money on things. And then you've got games, for example, my son was borrowing Battlefield 3 from somebody, and to use the online component, you either have to use the online code that comes with the disc, if you've bought it, I presume, or you pay 800 Xbox points, which is $10, and then go and to use this thing. And so, obviously, there's a lot of money that's trying to be made on the Xbox. And of course, me as a parent who hasn't spent his time playing Xbox for the last several years, I'm still trying to learn all this stuff. And really, it's just it's a challenge coming into it late. I feel like I'm joining the party late, but I don't know how real people do this. I think most people probably just share an account because that's the easiest thing to do. But my kids want separate profiles, and so that, and actually doing that and accessing the online services, of course, means some different things. And so, in any case, I've had to manage these. I had to create like a shared profile or something where all the stuff that gets bought goes, and maybe that's the way they end up doing it going forward. I don't know. This stuff's confusing, and also just don't even get me started on the fact that Microsoft wants me to run Universal Plug and Play on my router. Well, first of all, I run a router that doesn't have Universal Plug and Play because it's a huge security nightmare. And when I actually try and actually do, when I actually map the ports they tell me to map, they tell me that every time I boot up the console, it says you still have connectivity issues. You're going to have issues because you run strict NAT. Well, come on, Microsoft. You should be able to design a product so that it operates in a secure way, or at least allows you to configure it and open up a real firewall. I mean, clearly they tested this with consumer grade routers, which are probably a lot more lenient, which makes me feel a lot better about running a checkpoint device in my network that actually employs real security. And Anyway, that's just my little rant on the Xbox and some of the issues. And I don't know, maybe if you guys have figured this stuff out, I mean, send me some feedback and let me know.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.